Hello and welcome to the Five Feline Farm Podcast. We're your hosts, Julia Miller and Donna Koontz. This podcast follows the efforts of two women and their cats as we reinvent, rediscover, and create a renaissance farm. We'll share our tips, tricks, successes, and occasional fails. Keep coming back. It's going to get interesting. Welcome back to our podcast. Today we're going to talk a little bit about our week on spring break, which is always a work week or project week for us, even though we take some time off from our usual day jobs. But it gives us a good time to step back, get some spring preparation done. So we're going to tell you a little bit about that today. And this time we reversed how we approach the week. We used to work like fools from the beginning of the week, and then we'd take a few days off at the end before we went back to work. But we reversed that this time. You want to tell us a little bit about how we did that?
Sure. Rather than build a deck or last year we built a greenhouse, started right off our first day of spring break and built a greenhouse. Rather than do that, we decided to take a little trip to Chicago, which is about 3.5 hours or so north of where we're at in East Central Illinois. And there's some things that we like to do there. We're familiar with the area. And one of the things that we wanted to do was to refresh and relax. And they just happened to be having an orchid show at the Chicago Botanic Garden. It was really nice. Lots of beautiful flowers. It was nice and warm.
Oh, it was beautiful inside. And the smell of those orchids was just delicious.
It was just spring.
It was.
And it was a great way to start our little break and to kind of unwind and relax. And while we were there at the Chicago Botanic Garden, we also became members so that now we can enjoy more botanic gardens. And we have a year membership now, and I'm excited to look forward to those times, future trips.
Yes, we're going to plan to attend some of the other botanic gardens and arboretums around the U.S. So probably not all this year, but I bet we can pick up another one or two this year.
I hope so. Yes.
I do too. Yeah. The other thing I like about going to Chicago, is the kitchen stores. And we went up and down Michigan Avenue, looked at some different kitchen items, came home with a tagine, which is a new cooking vessel I've already used, and I'm pretty excited about making Moroccan-style stews in that.
And it's already been tested once.
Yes, it has been, and that worked out pretty well, I thought.
Very good.
So, did that and went to Eataly, which is one of my new favorite stores. Lovely, lovely fresh ingredients, pastas, tomato sauces, cheeses, any kind of cheese you can imagine, which I'm a cheesehead, I admit it.
So are you starting to see a pattern here? It seems like we just keep finding food.
Food and gardens.
Food and gardens.
It's what we're about.
It is.
So after we left Chicago, we made a little run over to Indiana. And while we were there, we went to the Indiana Flower and Patio Show.
Yeah, this is our third or fourth year, I believe, that we've attended the Flower and Patio Show. And this year we took my niece, who is 18. So that was fun. It was her first experience, and she's a budding gardener. So as you can imagine, I love that.
It was great to share that with her.
It was. It was really nice. And when you walk into the show, one of the things that I really liked, the first year we went, it's in March, but it was just so nice to walk in and there's daffodils and tulips and forsythia and evergreens and just some really neat displays.
This year they had some really enormous evergreens that they had moved inside. This is on the grounds of the Indiana State Fairgrounds, and they take over one of the exhibit halls and transform it into spring.
So it's like walking from, well, we left Chicago and it was 40 or so degrees.
But breezy and cold.
But breezy and chilly. It is Chicago and in winter still.
So it was just a lovely, lovely experience.
Very nice.
So after those few days, we came back home and started the farm work roundup. And we're each going to tell you a little bit about what we took on for the week.
Of course, we started out with lists that were actually pretty ridiculous.
No way we would get everything done on our list.
And we both tend to do that, but we do make lists. And that tries, I'm not very good at keeping focus, kind of random actually.
And then we start prioritizing those lists.
So the first priority, it was nice and dry, and we'd had a dry probably about 5 days. And it was a little bit warm, so it seemed like, boy, this might be a really good time to start breaking up some ground. So the first thing that we did was tore apart one of our gardens. And it's called, it goes by a couple of names. We name everything at Five Feline Farm. But we call it, it is a Native American garden, but it's also called Mary's Garden. And we named it after a childhood friend who had been a teacher for about 40 years, I believe. And she passed away a few years ago when we were creating this garden. And we originally created the garden to be a learning tool. And it just seemed appropriate to call it Mary's Garden. So we do some prairie plants, Three Sisters Gardening, and we'll talk a little bit. We may do a podcast on some of the plantings, but all native plantings. So we plant in mounds, Three Sisters style, corn, beans, and squash, and we'll talk maybe more about that at some point. But we also have sunflowers and prairie plants. This year will be new. So little rework, designed it a little bit differently. Hopefully it'll make a little less work in the end, but we got that tilled up. And again, we don't till very deep, but a little, about 4 inches of whatever the highest setting would be on the tiller is what we did. So that's exciting.
It is exciting. And one of the things that I just love is, and you have to know that I was raised in the country. And so all of those country things, like smells, really I love. And the smell of freshly turned soil.
Love it.
That, and then the cutting of hay. Those are two of my favorite farm smells. Obviously, there are some other farm smells I'm not so excited about. So we got that accomplished. Another thing that I was super excited about during this week was the installation of a new oven. And if you follow us on any of the social media outlets, you have seen pictures of that already. It was a slight upgrade from what we had. It's a little bit bigger, same model, still a KitchenAid, but a little bit bigger on the inside. And both ovens, it's a double wall oven, both are convection. So I have started breaking that in already and have made a few items. No scones yet. I'm waiting to start scone experiments in the next week or so. But having the new oven is just, I didn't realize how bad the old one was until we got the new one.
Another thing that I was excited about from the garden is we had 3 composters full of beautiful compost all ready for the garden.
And if you've listened to any of our podcasts up till now, you know that we do like podcasts. And I think we did most of one of ours on composting.
We love it. I love it anyway.
So what'd you do with all that lovely compost?
We have an ATV, and I backed it up to each one of the composters and unloaded the compost into the market beds. And actually, we have another bed that it really doesn't have a very nice name. I just call it the cool crop bed. All of the compost is out of the composters and into the market bed and into the cool weather garden. So they were all ready to turn over and then hopefully planting very soon.
And didn't you plant a few maybe spinach seeds, lettuce seeds too in that cool weather bed?
I did. Yes, I did. We have some spinach and lettuce that's already starting to come up. But I planted kale, arugula, cress, lettuce, spinach, and covered those up. This is after the soil was worked just a little bit. We worked it just a little once the compost was in. And so they're covered and hopefully we'll start growing soon. Actually, we do have some spinach already starting to peek through.
I just have visions of fresh salads and spinach omelets and all these wonderful things that I can do. Now, I know we're supposed to have some of this for the market and to sell, but I feel like I get first dibs.
We do, yeah.
So while Donna was outside doing those kinds of chores and tasks around the farm, I spent some time writing. I don't know how much we've talked about my writing habit. I do some blogging, although I haven't done much lately. I've really been focused on the book. I have self-published one book called Simply Delicious, which is a collection of my cooking recipes, thoughts about those things, how I developed them. And now I'm working on a new book called The Long Road to Market. And this is a memoir about belonging and the search for community and how the farmers market brought us into community. So I'm really excited about that. I'm churning through the writing. This week has been a good time for me to spend some really dedicated time to writing that. And it's probably due out the first part of May, I'm targeting. As we get closer to the publication and release date, I will announce that. I've done a few other small tasks, like take the hive wrap off the beehives. We have 5 hives of bees doing quite well. And some other little tasks like changing out a light switch. Just finally getting things that can be done. So I think you did some work in the greenhouse too. Do you want to talk a little bit about the greenhouse work?
Yeah, I went ahead and we have a larger greenhouse. We have 3 on the property. We have a larger greenhouse that will hold about 1,000 plants or so. And so this week I started sanitizing pots, getting all ready to move plants out there. And that is so exciting. So this week I will have plants, probably about 800 plants in the greenhouse that I get to play with. And, you know, that just, I don't know. I just can't explain how fun that is to me.
And how much warmer was it out there?
This morning it was 31 degrees, regular temperature, and without any heat or anything in the greenhouse, it was 67.
Beautiful. We really do have a good environment there to capture the sun's rays. And
I do have a supplemental heat out there that'll run on a thermostat, so if it does dip down. Because we're supposed to get a little bit cooler weather for the next few days, but no worries.
You've got it under control.
It's just fine.
Good deal. So as we wrap up this session of our podcast, this episode, we wanted to announce the new name for our podcast.
Yay!
If you've seen on social media, we put out a request. We had a lot of folks submit names and suggestions.
I think we had about 45 suggestions.
So a really good, some really creative folks out there. So we appreciate all of that.
We do.
We spent some time yesterday sorting through the list. We did a blind list, so we had just the names, not attached to the submitter's name, just the name of the podcast. and went through that with some friends of ours that help us make these kinds of decisions. And we came down to a name that you will be seeing for this podcast from here on out. And the new name is?
Farm Chatter.
Love it. Farm Chatter. Thank you to Pamela Hodges for submitting the winning name. Your prize package is on the way. And from here on, you will hear us referring to this podcast as
Farm Chatter.
Farm Chatter. So, until next time.
See ya.
See ya. Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Farm Chatter, the official podcast of Five Feline Farm. We hope you enjoyed our show. To find out more about our farm products, check out our online store at fivefelinefarm.com/mercantile. For even more Five Feline Farm goodness, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and our blog at fivefelinefarm.com. Until next time.